Going to be this is a two-part share about Mara. Okay, so the first part is really going to get into the first part is going to deal with what I think is what makes the halachic uniqueness of Mara, and the second part is going to deal with a very difficult halachic issue, which, to be honest with you, as you'll see, there's only one person who offers, for those people who are into being Yotzei Evershita, there's only one Achron who came up with a position to be Yotzei Evershita. And that's more of a technical halachic issue, the Bach, correct, as I spoke about earlier this week. Okay. All right. So, just one piece of background. If you look at the fourth page, right, source number one. All right. Oh, I should thank you. I had prepared most of this with Avi, so thank you very much, Avi. So the Rambam says it's just the one background thing you have to know. The Rambam says in Parak Zayin Halacha Yud Beis and Chametz Matzah, Achilas Mar Ein Misa Min Atara Bifnei Atzma Elatz Tuya Hi Beachilas Pesach. Right, so midoraisa, Mara is a very funny formulation. It's not its own mitzvah, rather it's dependent on the Korban Pesach. What does the Pasuk say? What does the Pasuk say?
In the Torah.
Al matzos umorim yuchlu. Right? Shemitzah says, achas lechol basar pesach al matzo umorim. So the Mara is a very funny formulation as a mitzvah. It's not really its own mitzvah, midoraisa. It's what's called a dependent mitzvah. Not taking up that sugya. That itself is a fascinating area. But when we did sofrim lechol maro levado b'leil zeh. So maro today is derabanan. So therefore, there's a separate mitzvah derabanan to eat maro. Okay. Okay. So we'll go back to the Gemara right now. Go back to the first page. Let's just make sure we all know our Seder Haggadah, right? We all know the Seder Haggadah?
Yeah.
Hadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Raksa, and then Mar. Okay. Mar is not Kuftes Vavam Abez. I marked it off in the sheets. So Amar Rava, Bala Matzah Yatza. So what does that mean?
You swallow matzah whole. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that.
Well, what do you mean by whole? You swallow matzah without chewing it. Okay. Yeah. Without chewing it, you're Yotze. Bala Mar. Now, this is tricky. Well, who said lo yatza? So you would think that's what the Gemara says, right? But yet, if you go up to Rashi, take a look at Rashi, bala matzah, okay, velo, that's on the top. I bracket it for you. Bala matzah, velo la'asa yatza. So what does lois mean? You don't have to deuce that, it means to chew. So if you didn't chew it, you're still yotze, okay? But then it says bala mar, now notice what Rashi does.
Whoa.
He puts parentheses around the lo. So I'm not sure if that's a girsay issue or not, but he held mipi svara, as you'll see, bala mar, yatsa. Now, if I swallow mar, I'm yotze. Okay, why? So Rashi explains, e efshar shlo tam bo tam mar. So Rashi says very nicely, if I swallow mar, now I'm going to use two cases all the time: romaine lettuce and chrin, or horseradish. Okay, we all know horseradish.
Horseradish.
If I take horseradish and I put it on my tongue, will I taste it?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. And that's set up for debate. So Rashi says the reason why you're yotze mar is because you're tasting it.
Wait, I can swallow it without putting it.
And then says, okay, bala matzah umar de matzah yatzah de mar lo yatzah. So if I swallow matzah in mar, so I'm yotze matzah and I'm not yotze mar. Now, just before, before we look at Rashi, just think intuitively, why would it not be yotze mar at this point?
Because based on Rashi's taste.
We're not tasting it.
In the
okay?
Right.
Okay, good. So Rashi says, bala matzah mar yachad. Okay, you swallow them together. Now, it's important to note, it can't be the cases where you chew them together. Here, bonus question. So okay, now so therefore, corner, what does Rashi say? Rashi says if you swallow them together, v'lo achol adayin lo mizeh v'lo mizeh yatzi de matzah sheinat tzricha tam. All right, key point. So according to Rashi, there's no necessity for tam by matzah, right? And then he says, avay de mar lo yatzah. Right? Why ho v'lo laso v'ochol matzah imo ein lo shum tam? So he's saying as some sort of a food equation. If I swallow matzah mar together, I will not taste the mar. Okay. So far, so good?
Yes.
You like that?
No.
Why not?
Why?
Karchan besib uvala an afide matzah nami lo yatzah. Okay, so that's the case you mentioned. Let's say I take matzah mar and I put it into like
capsule.
A capsule, okay? So for our sake. So there's a Gemara's case, it's like a palm leaf capsule. Want to put it in medical terms, you intubate someone. You know what intubation is?
No.
Take a tube, put it down the throat. And then what I do, I stick matzah mar into the tube and push it down the throat.
Would that be my swallowing?
Matzah.
Yotze.
Thank you. No. I asked him though.
Sorry.
Bala matzah, yotze. Bala mar?
No.
Yotze. Rashi learns bala mar, yotze.
Yeah,
it's
the low. Why are yotze your mar? Rashi says so.
Because you're going to taste it.
Rashi says you're going to taste it.
Does everyone learn like that?
No, you'll see. It gets fun.
Aaron,
Ariel's question is there a difference between matzah and mar? Well, what does Rashi tell you about mar? It doesn't tell you about matzah. What does mar require? You have to taste it. So therefore, the next case of swallowing matzah and mar together, what's the halacha? Matzah, you yotze. You're not yotze because you didn't taste it. And then the final case is if I put it into a capsule, not yotze. Clear? Any questions about that? Bala matzah. On the same page. Shum says, bala matzah, v'lo la'asa yotza. All right, same thing as Rashi. So if I don't chew my matzah, I'm yotze. Okay? Sharei kiem be'erev tochlu matzos. All right, so he's telling you, if I swallow my matzah, I was yotze the Torah's mitzvah, which is, on this evening, I must eat matzah. So therefore, what's a maisa achil defined by? The minimal shear is swallowing, right? Sharei achilu hilo. Okay, now he throws in a little bit of a curveball. Umihu lechatchila ta matzah ba'ina. Now, if you don't know, this is what's called reading the Rishonim sensitively. He tries to pull a little fast one on us. He says, oh, by the way, you should know, lechatchila you have to taste matzah. Okay, which is, where does he get that from? Why is he bringing that in? Okay? Okay, next one. Balamar lo yatsa. So who's he arguing with?
Rashi.
Clearly he's arguing with Rashi, right? Why? Diba'inan ta marar v'leka. You must taste the marar, and guess what? When you swallow, you don't taste it. Right, so you get, it's a big problem. You can't have a factual machlokas, right? Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was makbid, right? The Torah was machmir. That we the second mid-sized line in Rashbam, right? Limar es piv shel ochel. So God, the Torah wants us to bitter the mouth of the person who eats it. Zecher levayimaru es chayim. To recall what the Torah says is vayimaru es chayim. Right? What's vayimaru es chayim? What does Rashbam say? He says that when I swallow marah, I'm not yotze. Why? Because there's no tam marah there.
That's Rashbam?
That's the Rashbam. There's no tam marah. No tam marah. Right?
Right.
All right. Well, so therefore, what must you do to get tam marah?
You have to chew it.
You have to chew it. And he says the reason why is it's zecher levayimaru es chayim. Right?
Why
does that matter? Or spin it the other way.
Why
it's interesting. When Rashi explained, when Rashi explained the reason for why you yotze swallowing mar, what does he say?
You taste it.
You taste it, but he doesn't mention what?
The scriptural source.
Right, exactly. Very good. He does not mention the scriptural source. Why not?
Well, why should he?
By the way, this is a secondary question. It's not in the sense. The essential question is, what's the machlokas? The secondary question is, you don't have to buy into it. I think it's a valid question, which is that why didn't Rashi bring in Vayimar es Chayim? He should have. Why did the Rashbam? Why does Rashbam bring in Vayimar es Chayim? What's the problem with the Rashbam? What's the next case in the Gemara? Bala matzah yatsa, bala marar lo yatsa. Right? Right? So why is that a problem according to the Rashbam?
It's redundant.
It's redundant. Does everyone understand that before we go on?
No.
Okay, why is it... What, explain the redundancy, Yaakov. Swallow.
I already said.
What's the follow? What?
Who swallows without tasting?
No.
I already said if you swallow...
Right, it's impossible to eat, right? For sure. If I swallow matzah mar together, for sure I'm not going to be yotze. What's the chiddush? So the Rashi is going to show you there has to be some sort of chiddush. In other words, meaning like this. The havamina is that you would think if you eat matzah and if you swallow matzah and marah together, that for some reason you would not be yotze your matzah. Kamashmalan, you are. And then that'll lead into the fourth case, which is the capsule case, and there you're not yotze matzah. Okay? Bala matzah yatza. Right? So if I swallow matzah, I'm yotze. Okay, case two. I swallow maror, right? I'm not yotze. Why? I've tasted. Okay. Now I swallow matzah and maror. What does the Gemara say? I fulfilled my matzah, I've not fulfilled my maror. But of course I didn't fulfill my maror. If I didn't fulfill my maror when I swallowed it.
No, you didn't.
If I did not fulfill my maror when I ate it by when I swallowed it by itself, of course I didn't fulfill my maror when I swallowed my matzah. So what's the chiddush? Rashman says Rabbeinu Pirush, and then he quotes Rashi. Okay, if you skip to where he says Ulfiya Kasa Bisfarim, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Yeah, 6 lines in the mid sized lines. He says Ulfiya Kasa Bisfarim, Sarach Lefarish, you must explain. That's his way of learning. Bala matza umar yide matza mihu yatza. Really? I'm yotze matzah? Right? Delotema afide matzah lo yotza. Now, here comes the key thing. Deika tarti l'riusa. What's tarti l'riusa?
Two negative factors.
Okay, now you got to understand. When we say two negative factors, neither one of them is a strikeout in and of itself, but together they can produce a strikeout. You understand?
Don't you need three?
You'll see what I mean. No, you could have tarti l'riusa is enough. But you'll see what I mean. So what are the two deficiencies when I swallow them in matzah and marah together? Deficiency one, what do the Rosh Pram say? This is why you planted that little nugget of information. And therefore, if I swallow matzah and marah together,
you're not
tasting it. So I have bidyeved matzah because I'm not going to taste the matzah. And he adds in one other thing. He says, shelo tam matzah, therefore it's bidyeved. And vigam lo noga begrono. That's very problematic. So now Isaiah is going to flip that for this one. Yeah, because what's going to happen? So when I swallow it, okay,
it's going to get caught in the thing.
Yeah, the maror is kind of like the
buffer,
right? The physical buffer between the matzah and your throat. Okay, so therefore, and so the Rashi is saying that you'd have a havamina. You would make an assumption that you're not yotzei matzah. Why? Because you don't taste the matzah because of the maror, and you also don't what? The matzah doesn't touch your throat. All right, but nonetheless. Your yotze, your matzah.
Wait, why?
Right? It says bala matzah yotze. There was obviously a havmin to think that you wouldn't be yotze. Yeah. So okay, so the Gemara is introducing to you what is a ma'isachila. So you would have thought a ma'isachila is
chew swallow,
which means what?
Chewing and swallowing.
A little more. Okay. No, don't say tom. We don't think about tom yet.
So this ma'isachila.
Okay, so meaning that there's two components to eating, which is not crazy, by the way. If you think about it, let's say example I gave over to, I think it was to Avi. Let's say you go out with your brother to dinner, right? So you want to eat your steak. You would never call eating,
right?
If there's not chewing, you'd say I'm lacking something in eating, right? But when a halakha comes along and tells you that no, a ma'isachila is defined by swallowing. That's easy, okay? That's there's no big chiddush there. The Gemara just wants to put you in one framework. When it comes, don't look at the phenomenon of a ma'isachila in the culinary viewpoint. Rather, look at it as its own halakhic ma'isa, which only requires swallowing. Okay,
that's why from outside
everybody has to agree. Rashi and the Rashi both have to agree, right? That when I put mara in my mouth, I taste it. The Rashi cannot disagree with that. If you learn, he does. Forget about it. You have to know, of course, the Rashi agrees. If I take horseradish and I put it on my tongue, I will taste it. That's enough for debate. Rashi and the Rashi have to agree. They both agree that when I put mara in my mouth, I taste it. Okay. So what's the machlokas? Let's take the Rashi first. The Rashi is the more
to me.
Yeah, I'm going to take a further one. You're saying.
Further one, I'm saying.
Well, you'll see, but you'll like it. Get what the Rashi is saying, okay? The Rashi is beautiful. What the Rashi is saying is that normally when you have a ma'isachila, what does a ma'isachila require?
Chewing.
Swallowing, right? All of a sudden now, what's he saying? It's obvious what he's saying. Maror is what?
It's not a ma'isachila.
Okay, so it's what?
It's not a ma'isachila.
No, it can't say more. No, bala isn't.
What?
Bala Mara is not a ma'isachila.
Nothing to do with Mara, no.
The Rashi is saying that Mara is a different kind of food.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let me rephrase that. Not that it's a different kind of food. There's a new ma'isachila that's attached to Mara. It's a different ma'isachila.
Right.
Okay? What's different about the ma'isachila? You need a ma'isa of kiyum tam and a ma'isa of swallowing. Normally, when it comes to food, I just have to swallow it. But Mara is different. And that's why he brings down that pasuk.
Because you need something to add.
Show that.
Right, exactly. To show that there's a source. Right, exactly. He is not making it up. He showed the Torah. When the Torah tells you Zechel Vayimaras Chayim, it's telling you that this Ma'isachil is a different type of Ma'isachila. There's a separate Ma'isachim Tom that must emerge through Ma'achila. Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? What? No. But he mentions. But Rashi doesn't ignore Tom. Right, Rashi mentions Tom.
So Tom is normal.
He made a good step. Mati's recognized it. Is some idea Tom according to Rashi? And if I don't have the Tom, I'm not Yotze. Because if I swallow matzah mar together, I'm not Yotze, right? The substance. Is a different substance. What is mara like? Mara is like garlic. Okay. What is garlic? Garlic is a food, but what's its function? To impart taste. Okay. That is its function. So if I swallow matzah, I'm yotze, because matzah does not have a function to give off taste. That's not its. It's a food. But mara essentially, what is it there to do? Oh, exactly.
So like salt.
A different chetza.
Like salt.
That's salt. But I think God's a better example because it's more like you lit it as an okal. So that's my point. If Mara is not giving off Tom, then what's it not doing? It's not functioning as Mara. So the machlokas is it a din in the substance or in the ma'isachila? According to Rashi, it's a din that's a brand new ma'isachila, right? And that's what he needs the pasuk for. And that's why you have to chew it. But according to Rashi, it's not a ma'isachila. It's that this substance of Mara is made to impart Tom. And if it's not imparting Tom when I swallow it, it doesn't function as Mara. One more time, okay? The Rashbam holds that everyone agrees the starting point is that the normal ma'isachila is defined by the minimal sheer ma'isachila is swallowing, right? That's bala matzah. The Rashbam comes along and says mara requires a new, different type of ma'isachila because there has to be a separate expression of tam. So that's what lois, according to him, is a separate ma'isa. There's the ma'isa of chewing, which expresses tam, and there's the ma'isa of swallowing, like every ma'isachila. Different kind of ma'isachila. But according to Rashi, it's not that there's a new type of Maaseh Tefillah. He says instead, Marer is a different kind of substance. And this type of substance is made to do one thing, to impart Tam. If it's not imparting Tam, it's not functioning like Marer, and it's not Yotze. But as long as that's why it doesn't bring a Pasuk in. Does it need to? It's a din in this type of food. It's like, think of like cinnamon or garlic. It's a food, that. But what's its main function? To give off Tam. It flavors things. If the Marer is not flavoring, if it's not in the act of flavoring, Hayi Yotze Marer, Ashram's trapped now. Because according to him, why does the Gemara have to bring in the case of Bala Matzah, Bala Mar, and to let us know that I'm not Yotzei Mar? Of course I'm not Yotzei Mar. So he has this, right, okay, so the Havmin about the Matzah is I would think that since I don't have Tam, and it's not touching my throat, which is very problematic. What do you mean it's not touching your throat? I mean, it's not? I mean, you're telling me it's really not touching my throat, right? I don't know what that means. That I'm not Yotzei. But Kamash on I am Yotze, but the capsule case, there I'm not Yotze.
Because you have the touching in.
Oh, it is. No, I agree it is. It can't, the time is not essential, because you see your Yotze. No, but he's going to say that. But what's the achila lacking if I swallow? That's not the derech achila. You don't normally eat things by swallowing them. In other words, you have a mice achila, but you didn't use the derech achila. So what the Rashi is telling you is that, this is also what you're saying.
Derech achila is not lacking.
What? Oh, it's like, right. So in other words, this is a beautiful modification of the idea of Bala. He's saying that what's a tartal reusa? Each one of them means you're lacking a feature of derech achila. Right? One of them is where I don't taste the food, right? If I don't taste the food, that's not how you normally eat food. Yeah. Eat food, part of eating is to taste it. Now that's not halachically made my sechila, but it's not, right, the psalm derech achila. And the other one is if it doesn't touch my throat. Okay? Yeah. Let's go back to let's take the capsule case of work perfectly. It's not he's saying it's not a my sechila. Why not? This is the modifier of the Bala thing. Because if it's all about swallowing, I swallow the food. If you look at my stomach, I have matzah mar inside my stomach, so why am I not Yotze? At least my matzah. Right? What? Yeah, sure. So the thing is like this, it has to be some type of relationship between the mouth and the food for it to be a maisa chila. There's the Miri's telling you, and that's what I think the Rashi, that's why you're not Yotze the capsule case. Because at the very least, the truth is, if it didn't touch my throat, no, guys. If it didn't touch my throat, I am Yotze. Right? But it didn't touch my throat. Right, I am Yotze. Like he says, you're right. It probably is touching your throat, but he says that's not a makif because I still do an action of swallowing. Okay, but it was never nichnas lepid, which means there was never at the time of the achila any. I know it's a funny way to put it. Hisaskus between my mouth and the food. That's be some type of. Oh, you like that, right? Some type of involvement between my mouth and the food for it to be related to as matzah. If there's no relationship whatsoever, it's not an action of eating. So this is a beautiful Gemara because it's claiming that can modify what Bala Matzah means. When we say Maisa Chila, we don't just mean swallowing, right? It's more than just swallowing. There has to always be... Right, there always has to be some relationship between my mouth and the food itself, or else it's not considered Maisa Chila. Okay?